oral history of this area. I want to know, you know, all about how you farmed and that sort of thing, and everything about how you raised crops and your own stock and that, and events that went on in the area, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Was that for your education?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's for mine. It's for a book that we're writing, too.
Oh, wow.
We're writing a book about it, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How much you going to get for that book?
Huh?
How much you going to get for that book when you get it written?
Well, I'm not sure, but a book came out similar to that book years ago, and it cost about $300.
Uh-huh.
This one should cost about $300. So it's a very expensive book. Yeah.
No, we done got too old, can't see how to read.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you might, there might be a handbook or something with it that y'all would be interested in buying. Or they might give it to you, I don't know. I can't say for sure, but I imagine they'll notify the people who help out, you know, give a history of the book about when the book's coming out. It won't be out for another 4 years. The book, I don't think.
You'd be out of notion you want to read it. Then,
yeah.
Maybe you get some of your grandchildren to read it to you. Then it's going to school or not.
Well, you were telling me about Cain, about how you made Cain.
Well, set me on. Now we set them up on posts up where that you don't have to stoop over to work. Pile the strippy cane hauled up and pile it downside at me. Well, you got a lever up there and you got a pair of mules pulling it if you ain't got a tractor pulling it. But we always use livestock to pull it.
Yeah.
And then you stand there and poke that cane in there.
Uh-huh.
And then as that cane grinds, well then the juice comes out of that and goes into a barrel, go down a pipe till it comes to the vat, where that you, and the vat is set up on a rock furnace with a pipe at the end, where you fire it in under the other end, and that boils your juice in. They boil it and skim it till they get it down, cooked down thick, like they want it. Got a bung guy and pull that bung and rush that syrup out of that till it.
Bung, what's that?
Thing you, peg you stick in the hole to stop the stuff from running out.
In the syrup?
In the pan, in the side of the pan.
Oh, I see.
No, you didn't stick it in the syrup.
No, I mean in the barrel, that's what I meant.
No, you stick it in the pan there, that pan, and that stop the syrup from running till it cooked. You, more juice coming in, keeping that coming down, cooking all the time. Some of them could cook it fast as they ground it. But now the meal we had, we'd have to stop every once in a while and let them cook up what they had because we'd get so far ahead of them, you know. So that was a rest period then. Us, the mules, always got to rest a little while. Because that mule going in that circle, I couldn't do that. I'd be done yet drunk about the fourth round I'd be right out. I'd go the wrong direction. But then that syrup is drawed out and put in barrels or bottles or whatever kind of container you got you want to put it in. So we ground and cook for the public a whole lot. And for us, I had big old syrup bottles, you know, put it in that glass bottle and kept it in there. But the old people, they put it in barrels, see. Well, a barrel, before you got through drawing it out, if you didn't need it pretty fast, it'd go to can, then you'd have to take the end of that barrel out, get in there and knock that can loose from the wall, and redo it again before you could use it. Recook this rock candy.
Cook. Kids love that though, didn't they?
Oh yeah, man. You see him one walk around a big old hunk of rock candy in his hand.
Yeah.
Couldn't get him to come to eat dinner, holler, or supper, or nothing there.
Yeah.